following is an exclusive presentation of Rave TV.
I think general managers are going to be more in a hot seat than head coaches.
People have posed as me on Facebook before.
I don't know if one way or the other is better, but I know that we won a championship by letting men be men.
Hey there, and welcome to Purple Passion. It is Friday, and it is game week, and of course, a big game coming up this Sunday. Let's meet the guys, and hopefully you guys have got all your Christmas shopping done, and we can concentrate on football Sunday. I hope you guys aren't worried about getting to the mall Ravens-Giants game. Kyle Richardson, John Ogden, and Kadri Ismail, and we talk about gifts, a holiday spirit. Does anything from your childhood kind of spring to mind? Any great gifts that you got as a kid?
My first Huffy bike, you know, that comes to mind. Had a big banana seat, you know, the cool handles.
Yeah. Mine was always G.I. Joe. Had actually one of the F-16 aircrafts and was all cool with it. Yeah, I got the G.I. Joe with Snake Eyes. Love Snake Eyes.
The G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip. You know what? Mine was ColecoVision. I remember playing like... Wow. Pitfall and Donkey Kong, that was where one of Pong, even Pong. I remember playing that game. That's showing my age a little bit.
You could play that for hours, literally, because
one of the first video game systems. It was great.
That's cool. I love the big wheel. And the Huffy, by the way, is still pretty cool. So if you're looking for a gift for your kids, I think you can go with the Huffy with a banana seat. I think it still works, even today.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. A lot of topics to get to in this show. And, of course, we'll preview the Ravens-Giants game coming up a bit later. But let's kick things off with the story out of Dallas. And, of course, a tragic story. Josh Brent, who is charged with intoxication manslaughter, his teammate Jerry Brown passing away. But he was on the sideline last week. So after he gets charged, gets bailed out, and he's there with his teammates on the sideline. Now, did you guys agree with that? Did you find that somewhat inappropriate that he's still with the team? And as a teammate, would you want to be there to support him?
Well, I think the biggest thing was the fact that the player's mom came out and said to Jerry Jones and the rest of the organization, please support him because he needs your help right now. And he actually rode to the funeral services, the memorial services with the family. And so that being said, you're getting a woman who lost her son supporting the man who was involved in killing her son. You're getting her support. And I don't see how you can then therefore turn your back on him if you're a teammate and you call yourself family. He is going to pay a steep price. He already has. And it is going to be up to the justice system to levy the severity of the punishment. However, you're talking about a young man who is supported from the family as well as his inner circle, which is the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, since the NFL has said that they don't want him on the sidelines the last 2 weeks, so he won't be there for the final quarter of
the
game.
The intent was good. Once Jerry Brown's mother came out and gave that blessing, the intent was good. I was watching the sideline just like everybody was watching that game. First reaction was, ooh, that is not good. But the team, and you come back to the team, these guys know each other at this point of the year. They lost a guy, their good friend, everybody in that room did. As a team, they're probably trying to come together not to lose another one. They're trying to deal with grief, even though they really are. I mean, this is not going to be something where he can come back and to football.
I imagine it would be a bit of a distraction. Because like you said, one of the first things you noticed was him on the sidelines, and I wonder how much maybe that distracted from the guys.
That's the thing. Was it a distraction? I understand why the NFL did what they did because of the whole PR position, but I also understand from the Cowboys' perspective, he is part of the family, and if he wants to be there, if they feel that that'll help him start his healing, because like you said, he's going to pay a fine. I'm kind of okay with him being there.
As long as his family
on the sideline, and like you said, and the family was okay with
it. Very, very supportive. Wanted him to be around. I think the one thing that is kind of egg in the face is to do the about face part of it all because of the PR. Oh, we're kind of sensitive. Maybe we shouldn't have him on the sideline. That bothers me.
But the perception was not good. And so I don't know. This perception is reality. And what he did was an act that really has to be off the field dealt with, on the field.
Sure,
I think he does. doesn't need to be in that realm.
You
support
the guy.
You support it in a private manner. I just don't think
you
put it publicly
or publicly. If the family is saying support him, if the family had a different kind of issue with it and was bothered by it.
I disagree. I don't think you put him on this island.
I will say, as you made a great point in that Josh Brent went to the memorial service. He sat with the parents and was with, and in that way that's the support I think he did need. And when you cross over into the football realm, and I think everybody has a different opinion there, because
if Jerry Jones is going to say, okay, we're going to support him in our house, meaning that football community, and he is on the sidelines, so be it. If it didn't bother the other guys, why
be a
big deal?
Maybe this is a Cowboys issue and not necessarily an NFL issue, and that goes to the PR thing that you talked about. All right, let's move on now. And quarterbacks in the news here late in the season, Mark Sanchez and Michael Vick, two quarterbacks that we could probably say bye-bye. This Christmas season, you can start looking for another team. Where do you think these guys are going to end up?
You know, honestly, it's kind of hard to say as far as Mark Sanchez, because he's still dealing with the cap and the issues that the Jets are going to have.
About $8 million, is that right?
$8 million and about $17 million in cap issues.
Right. Wow.
But I think Mark Sanchez, you know, he's a victim of his own coddling. The fact that they never really put true weapons around him. They talked about having his run game that was really non-existent, really put him in a tight spot. They never really challenged him with a strong backup guy. Tim Tebow's not that guy. Mark Brunell wasn't that guy. And I thought he got lazy in his game as it progressed. So as far as Michael Vick, I mean, that dude's just one of those scenarios where I think if a team likes him and they're talented enough, I think that they would love to have him on their ball club.
Okay, Mike Vick, take him. I think, you know, he's one play away from another concussion, which if you do take him as a starter, and I can understand why managers are going to take him, because he can be that kind of guy that could be a great starter. Yeah. But he definitely has a vulnerability in the number of concussions and all those things. So long term, I would be very nervous about that GM. But Sanchez, get him out of New York. He's been under that pressure cooker, hadn't been able to handle that. I agree with you, Q. The surrounding cast in the receiving core probably wasn't beneficial to him. You could put him, if they do outright release him, he could go somewhere as a backup and maybe resurface in a starting in a better situation.
Well, the biggest issue, J.O., is the fact that Sanchez turns the ball over. I think he has more turnovers than any quarterback the last couple of years.
Well, Sanchez just has never really impressed me. I mean, he won more because of the town, not because of him around him, and I think we're starting to see that. Mike Vick, you know, yes, where do I think they're going to end up? I don't think it's going to be in Philly. I think Arizona is where he's going to end up.
They
need a guy to get Larry Fitzgerald that ball, and that'll be good.
That's a good pull, Jay.
We'll have to see. Also, you know what? You know, they didn't have a lot of great weapons for Sanchez around. You talk about the running game, but the wide receiver core is a mess as well. All right. Don't forget, you can get involved in this show. Just hit us on Twitter and hashtag it Purple Passion. We'll pick out the best questions and get them right here on the show. When we come back, Adrian Peterson is making a run for the record books. We'll talk about that. And also the Giants-Ravens game. We'll talk about that as well. Stick around.
The Maryland Lottery's presentation of Purple Passion is brought to you by the Ravens Cash Fantasy Scratch-Offs, only from the Maryland Lottery.